Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. This is TWiT News Special number 390, recorded Wednesday, May 10th, 2023. Google I.O. TWiT News is brought to you by ACI Learning. IT skills are outdated in about 18 months. You got to stay ahead of the curve. Future-proof your business's competitiveness with customizable, entertaining training. Fill out the form at go.acilearning.com/twit to get more information on a free 2-week training trial for your team. I.O., it's off to work we go. Jeff Jarvis, This Week in Google, professor of journalism at CUNY. It's good to see you. Good morning.
Good to see you, boss. Good morning.
We are 2 minutes away from the beginning. We're doing the keynote, as we always do, presumably Sundar Pichai and company. The rumors are strong there will be a lot to talk about. No doubt AI will be topic one, right?
Well, in the last, what, 2-3 years, you've come away very disappointed. We'll see whether it's the same this year.
Well, with Google I.O., not with AI. I'm actually with both.
Oh, yeah. No, Google I.O. What they do.
Yeah. And, of course, the last couple of years have been the COVID versions. This is a post-COVID era, although they're going to do it the same way they've done it last year, where they invite people to, is it going to be the campus, you think?
And it's the same
Amphitheater.
Shoreline, yeah. I think so.
Our very own All About Android team is down there. Jason Howell. Is Florence with them or no? Yeah, Florence is with them. And of course, Win Tu Dao came up with Ron Richards yesterday. They did a birthday episode because it's Florence and Ron's birthday yesterday. In fact, I think there's a little glitter and confetti left lying around.
I should have left some cake for you.
Yeah, no kidding. So they're going to have a special All About Android from down there with Google folks, and they're in the amphitheater. So if possible, we will, we'll talk to them by phone. But really, it's what Google announces that's going to be so important. Of course, expected that they'll announce that folding phone they've been teasing.
They put out the complete ad already, the 3-minute ad.
Oh, so, well, we know now, don't we? Let's go to the tape, because the countdown is now underway. And this is always a big part of Google I.O. is the countdown. In the amphitheater, they usually have pre-show acts of musicians and so forth using Google technologies.
They had some that were put together with AI, of course.
Of course. Of course. Glad you've joined us. Here we go. Google I.O. 2023, their big developer conference, kicks it off with a keynote. There we are at Shoreline, a cartoon Shoreline. The recorded crowd a little more animated than me.
Since day one,
real crowd,
we set out to significantly improve the lives of as many people as possible. And with a little help, you found new answers, discovered new places. The right words came at just the right time.
It's interesting, really, because when you and I used to go to this event, it was really a celebration. We were very excited about what Google was up to. And over the years, I don't know about you, but some of that shine has worn off.
And you got closer to a world where...
Or you've gotten older, Leo.
Could be. I'm just cranky.
More cynical. Yeah.
I just feel like, of course, you wrote a book, What Would Google Do? Hailing, their managerial style.
Oh, they've become a plain big company now.
Yeah. And maybe not the best run big company ever. Sundar Pichai really at this point needs to show that he has some vision. We'll see what he says.
At the same time that they're cutting back and trying to make the bottom line work through cost reduction, which is not a great way to innovate.
And help society answer.
One of the problems Google I.O. has had is that over the years they've announced stuff they haven't shipped.
We don't take this for granted.
Again and again and again.
All our ambition is
or ship many years later. So it's kind of hard to give them a lot
because
of credit.
Our goal is to make AI helpful for everyone.
When they say they're going to do something, well, are they?
I mean, it's fine to talk about the far future and where the world's going. I'm old enough to remember when Mark Zuckerberg, pardon me, did that at F8. But yeah, we need to see stuff shipped.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's Sundar. Not wearing shorts. Let's note that he's wearing
no pressed cargo shorts. A line from Succession that
good morning, everyone.
He mocked.
Welcome to Google I.O.
Is that a good sound?
It's great to see so many of you here at Shoreline, so many developers, and a huge thanks to the millions joining from around the world, from Bangladesh to Brazil to our new Bayview campus right next door. So great to have you as always. As you may have heard, AI is having a very busy year. So we've got lots to talk about. Let's get started. 7 years into our journey as an AI-first company, we are at an exciting inflection point. We have an opportunity to make AI even more helpful
to catch
for
up
people,
with Microsoft,
for businesses,
oh, sorry,
for communities,
in PR.
We've been applying AI to make our products radically more helpful for a while. With generative AI, we are taking the next step. With a bold and responsible approach, we are reimagining all our core products, including search.
Keep your eye
peeled for... You will hear more
for,
later in the keynote.
Search later in the keynote.
Let me start with two examples of how generative AI is helping to evolve our products, starting with Gmail. In 2017, we launched Smart Reply.
Uh-oh, history.
Short responses.
You can look how much AI we've been doing all this time. You didn't give us any credit for it.
6 years ago,
which
we had this thing.
Writing suggestions as you type.
Along with Inbox.
Smart Compose led to more advanced writing features powered by AI.
I miss Inbox.
Yeah.
They've been used in workspace over 180 billion times in the past year alone. And now with a much more powerful generative model, we are taking the next step in Gmail with Help Me Write. Let's say you got this email that your flight was canceled. The airline has sent a voucher, but what you really want...
What a dystopian way to start.
Just type in the prompt of what you want.
Your flight's been canceled.
An email to ask for a full refund. Hit create.
I want my money.
A full draft appears. As you can see, it conveniently pulled in flight details from the previous email. And it looks pretty close to what you want to send. Maybe you want to refine it further. In this case,
a
more elaborate email.
Oh, look at that. Formalize, elaborate, shorten, or elaborate. I have been a customer. Let's get it elaborated well with a little bit more snark.
And there you
I
go.
Want the angry one.
I think
one.
It's
yeah.
ready to send.
It's your airline for
Help
many years.
Right. We'll start rolling out as part of our workspace updates. And just like with Smart Compose, you will see it get better over time. The next example.
Abraham Lincoln
is
once said, "Airlines that don't give full refunds are worthless."
AI has stitched together billions of panoramic images so people can explore the world from their device. At last year's I.O., we introduced Immersive View, which uses AI to create a high fidelity representation of
have
the place.
Have you used that at all?
So you can experience it before you visit.
Now
we are expanding that same technology
to with
what
it.
Maps does
no.
best.
Did I do that in Rome before I went to Rome? No.
Google Maps provides 20 billion kilometers
say,
of directions.
Google Maps was more accurate walking around an ancient city than
Imagine
Apple Maps
Imagine if you
was.
Could see your whole trip in advance. With Immersive View for routes, now you can. Whether you're walking, cycling, or driving. Let me show you what I mean.
We use this, but we
Say
used it
I'm
on
in
Apple.
New York City, and I want to go on a bike ride.
I don't know if you've used
Maps
this.
Maps has given me a couple of options close to where I am. I like the one on the waterfront, so let's go with that. Looks scenic. And I want to get a feel for it first. Click on Immersive View for Routes, and it's an entirely new way to look at my journey.
With clouds.
I can zoom in to get an incredible bird's eye view of the ride. And as we turn,
that's kind of cool.
We get onto
it's basically street view, but I mean, I've done that manually, but now it does it automatically.
Look, little automated cars.
And, yeah, cars and birds and clouds.
It looks like it's going to be a beautiful ride. You can also
show the
check
New York Post truck that runs you over.
Looks like AQI is 43, pretty good.
Where's all the Ubers?
And if I want to check traffic and weather and see how they might change over the next few hours,
wow, that's
I
actually
can do
very
that.
Cool.
Looks like it's going to pour later. so maybe I want to get going now. Immersive view for routes will begin to roll out over the summer and launch in 15 cities by the end of the year, including London, New York, Tokyo, and San Francisco.
So they put the journalists, Meg, you can see a picture
another
of
product made better
our team,
by AI,
Michelle and,
is Google
and
Photos.
Wynn and Ron and
we
Jason.
We introduced it at I.O. in 2015.
In the special journalist boxes towards
products.
The back. Everybody from that point on is either a Google employee or a developer. So, and that's where the,
like
I hope,
people,
I presume the cheers are coming from.
Or waterfalls. Of course, we want you to do more than just search photos. We also want to help you make them better.
And Jason is in the Discord,
in fact,
so.
Every month, 1.7 million
Club
images
Twit member,
are edited
you can get
in
there
Google Photos.
Ask Wynn and Jason.
AI advancements give us more powerful
the gang,
ways
what's
to
going
do this.
On?
So, club
example,
members, you
Magic
can be
Eraser,
on the scene.
On
special
Pixar,
access.
Uses
in a way
AI
that
computational photography to remove
cannot.
Unwanted distractions. And later this year, using a combination of semantic understanding and generative AI, you can do much more with a new experience called Magic.
They have been
editing.
Promoting this
Let's
for years.
Yes.
Say you're on a hike.
Now, some of it exists, right?
Take a photo in front of a
it does now.
You yeah. wish you had taken your bag off.
But remember
the
they showed
Let's
the go ahead baseball game with the fence in front 5 or 6 years
the
ago.
The photo feels a bit dark. So you can improve the lighting.
Yeah, it's really dark. Really, though, the lights out is how dark
to make it feel
that was. If you're not watching the video, the whole thing went away.
Looking even closer, you wish you had posed so it looks like you're really catching the water in your hand. No problem. You can adjust
that. That's pretty cool. Okay.
Fake news, deep fakes.
Yeah, that's cool.
There you go. Let's look at one more photo. This is a great photo, but as a parent, you always want your kid at the center of it all. And it looks like the balloons got
can
cut
you,
off in this
can
one.
You slide
so you
the
can
bench
go ahead
over?
And reposition the birthday
no.
boy.
And Magic it generates the balloons?
Automatically
balloons.
Recreates
wow.
parts of the bench and balloons that were not captured in the original shot.
Stretch the bench.
As a finishing touch, you can punch up the sky. It changes the lighting in the rest of the photo so the edit feels consistent. It's
wow.
truly magical. We are excited to roll out Magic Editor in Google Photos later this year.
So this succeeds Magic Eraser or adds to Magic
Eraser.
Oh, okay.
Eraser. Well, that's, yeah. that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
From Gmail and Photos to Maps, these are just a few examples of how AI can help you in moments that matter. And there is so much more we can do to deliver the full potential of AI across the products you know and love. Today, we have 15 products that each serve more than 500 million people and businesses. And 6 of those products serve over 2 billion users each. This gives us so many opportunities to deliver on our mission.
At some point, these numbers
to organize
are so
the
huge,
world's information
they're meaningless,
and
right?
make it universally accessible.
Billions and billions.
Useful. It's a timeless mission that feels more relevant with each passing year.
It is a
and
great
looking
mission,
ahead,
you know?
Making AI helpful for everyone.
Company missions are usually
the
such
most
BS.
Profound
yeah.
way we will advance our mission. And we are doing this in 4 important ways. First, by improving your knowledge and learning and deepening your understanding of the world. Second, by boosting creativity and productivity so you can express yourself and get things done. Third, by enabling developers and businesses to build their own transformative
products position the company as being more careful
and finally,
than the competitors.
By building and deploying AI responsibly so that everyone can benefit equally.
Yes.
We are so excited by the opportunities ahead. Our ability to make AI helpful for everyone relies on continuously advancing our foundation models. So I want to take a moment to share how we are approaching them. Last year, you heard us talk about PaLM, which led to many improvements across our products. Today, we are ready to announce our latest PaLM model in production.
PaLM?
PaLM 2.
Oh, yeah, okay. So this is an LLM, large language model.
PaLM 2 builds
as opposed
on our
to BARD,
fundamental
right?
research and
well, in addition to BARD, I guess.
Right.
It's highly capable at a wide range of tasks and easy to deploy. We are announcing over 25 products and features powered by Palm 2 today.
Flying above shoreline.
Palm 2 models deliver excellent foundational capabilities across a wide range of sizes. We have affectionately named them Gecko, Otter, Bison, and Unicorn.
Lovely.
Gecko is so lightweight that it can work on mobile devices, fast enough for great interactive applications on device.
This is where even there's going to be tons of work.
Palm 2 models are stronger in logic and reasoning.
You can get these models down to a gigabyte or so.
And
by doing that, you know, I mean, these days phones have a lot of storage. So
spanning over 100 languages. So it understands and generates nuanced results. Combined with powerful coding capabilities, Palm 2 can also help developers collaborating around the world. Let's look at this example. Let's say you're working with a colleague in Seoul and you're debugging code. You can ask it to fix a bug and help out your teammate by adding comments in Korean to the code. It first recognizes the code is recursive, suggests a fix, and even explains the reasoning behind the fix.
That's, of course, how Microsoft's using its
added comments in
AI
Korean,
and Copilot
like
on GitHub and other places.
What?
And people, you know, at first swear at it, but in the long run, they swear by it.
While Palm 2 is highly capable, it really shines when fine-tuned on domain-specific knowledge. We recently released SecPalm, a version of Palm 2 fine-tuned for security use cases. It uses AI to better detect malicious scripts and can help security experts understand and resolve threats. Another example is MedPalm 2. In this case, it's fine-tuned on medical knowledge. This fine-tuning achieved a 9x reduction in inaccurate reasoning when compared to the model, approaching the performance of clinician experts who answered the same set of questions. In fact, MedPalm 2 was the first language model to perform at expert level on medical licensing exam-style questions and is currently the state of the art. We are also working to add capabilities to MedPalm 2 so that it can synthesize information from medical imaging like plain films and mammograms. You can imagine an AI collaborator that helps radiologists interpret images and communicate the results. These are some examples of Palm 2 being used in specialized domains. We can't wait to see it used in more. That's why I'm pleased to announce that it is now available in preview, and I'll let Thomas share more.
Palm stands for, it's kind of a retronym, Pathways Language Model. And the premise of it back in, when they
Palm
announced it last year was it was scalable. So as you can see, it can go as in a smaller platform as a phone.
It builds on
and it adds capabilities as you get larger
teams, the brain team and DeepMind.
Models.
Looking back at the defining AI breakthroughs over the last decade, these teams have contributed to a significant number of them.
And we've mushed them together, whether they like it or not.
Sequence-to-sequence models and so on.
Welcome to your new desk.
All this helps set the stage for the inflection point we are at today. We recently brought these two teams together into a single unit, Google DeepMind.
We call it
using the
Reese's Peanut Butter Mind.
We have focused on building more capable systems.
We're going to rename them every 6 months.
Yeah.
Because that's the Google way.
This includes our next generation foundation
model. They took the British brain
Gemini,
company and brought it into DeepMind.
Gemini was created.
And the rumors were that the two teams didn't much like each other. They'd been competing for so long.
Highly efficient tool and API integration.
That it was not. It was a little bit of an oil and a water combination.
Like memory and planning.
While but you know, early, that's how you make mayonnaise.
Already seeing impressive multimodal capabilities. Not seen in prior models.
Just add a little mustard.
Once fine-tuned and rigorously tested for safety, Gemini will be available at various sizes and capabilities, just like Palm 2. As we invest in more advanced models, we're also deeply...
This is very Google, isn't it? We don't want to just do one thing. Let's do 20 different things.
Yeah.
That have kind of overlapping purposes and are not clear in their mission.
Two important
which of which is
are
likely quite impressive, but hard to sell.
Yeah.
Watermarking embeds.
And then, you know, some of them are not going to survive. I mean, I guess this is the plan, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of the Darwinian way to build a business.
Moving forward, we are building our models to include watermarking and other techniques from the start.
That's
important.
If you
look at a synthetic image, it's impressive how real it looks. So you can imagine how important this is going to be in the future.
And how quickly
Metadata
the AIs will be trained in removing
content creators
watermarks.
To associate additional context with original files, giving you more information whenever you encounter an image.
Will they keep the watermarking secret?
Yeah, I mean, they could do it as kind of steganography and bury it into the content and so forth.
James,
I'm sure they'll do all sorts of tricks.
About a responsible approach to AI later.
I want to hear more about their privacy as well.
And more capable.
It's become a big concern.
One of the most exciting opportunities.
Isn't it always, Leo?
Yes.
Available for people.
But
chat,
you know, I mean, there are companies now that won't, Samsung, for instance, won't use ChatGPT because they're afraid it will leak business information back. And they've added in response, OpenAI has added a checkbox that says don't save any information.
Yeah.
And it's gotten much smarter at reasoning and math prompts. And as of today, it is now fully running on Palm 2. To share more about what's coming,
so there you go. Bard runs on Palm 2. Let's not be too confusing.
Okay, so it's not separate.
Sissy Shao.
Thanks, Sundar. Large language models have captured the world's imagination, changing how we think about the future of computing. We launched Bard as a limited access experiment on a lightweight large language model.
She's the general manager of assistant in Bard.
And since then, the team has been working hard to make rapid improvements and launch them quickly. With Palm 2, Bard's math, logic, and reasoning skills made a huge leap forward, underpinning its ability to help developers with programming. Bard can now collaborate on tasks like code generation, debugging, and explaining code snippets. Bard has already learned more than 20 programming languages, including C++, Go, JavaScript, Python, Kotlin, and even Google Sheets functions.
Wintu Dao will be happy about Kotlin.
And we're thrilled to see that coding has quickly become one of the most popular things that people are doing with Bard. So let's take a look at an example. I recently been learning chess, and for fun, I thought I'd see if I can program a move in Python. How would I use Python to generate the scholar's mate move in chess? Okay, here Bard created a script to recreate this chess move in Python. And notice how it also formatted the code nicely, making it easy to read. We've also heard great feedback from developers about how Bard provides code citations. And starting next week, you'll notice something right here. We're making code citations even more precise. If Bard brings in a block of code, just click this annotation, and Bard will underline the block and link to the source. Now, Bard can also help me understand the code. Could you tell me what chess.board does in this code? Now, this is a super helpful explanation of what it's doing and makes things more clear. All right, let's see if we can make this code a little better. How would I improve this code?
Well, that's...
Could you have improved it to begin with? What?
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
List comprehension, creating a function, and using a generator.
It made it.
Those are some
Why would it make it some...
I held back a little, so okay, you want more?
One single Python code block. Okay, now Bard is rebuilding the code with these improvements. Okay, great. How easy was that?
This is all, and of course, catch up.
I can move this directly.
And I don't mean the condiment. I mean they're catching up to Microsoft.
From Bard into and, their workflow, and, like to Colab. You know. So coming soon, we're adding the ability to export and run code with our partner Replit, starting with Python.
So Colab is a notebook technology that Google's is basically Python notebooks that Google supports and. Of course, Replit is a third party, but they
We've
do.
Also heard that
they're very popular for online
so
coding.
Starting today, you can activate it.
And they're cheering dark mode, Jeff. I'm sorry. Programmers
you can activate it
live in rooms without windows. They don't.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of exporting,
they're allergic to light.
People often ask Bard for a head start.
I guess Renee Ritchie, of course, is there as well.
Today,
and they've posted a picture of
export actions.
Our team.
Making it easy to move Bard responses right into Gmail and
Renee's
Docs.
Posting it. Nice.
we're excited by how quickly Bard and the...
All right, take that photo and add Leo to it using AI, okay?
We want to bring more capabilities to Bard to fuel your curiosity and imagination. And so I'm excited to announce that tools are coming to Bard.
This is also something that the ChatGPT from OpenAI has just started adding.
As
third-party
you collaborate
tools,
with Bard,
which is really interesting.
You'll be able to tap into services from
things
Google
like OpenTable
and with partners to let you do things never before possible.
Yeah,
and
except
of course,
with ChatGPT.
We'll approach this responsibly in a secure and private way, letting you always stay in control.
I guess we're feature parity is the start, and then if you can offer some privacy or something like that, maybe on top of it.
It's incredible what Bard...
Well, I think the biggest thing is going to be able to offer
images are such a fundamental
verifiability.
Part of how we learn.
Yeah, I mean, they don't mention this, but that code is often wrong, and you better know.
Right.
You better know how to figure that out before you commit it.
So, if you ask,
OpenAI today announced ways to figure out how it's trying to make decisions, so you have transparency on the innards, and then in terms of the output, getting reliable.
Okay, here we go.
Actual output. Those are both necessary and not there yet.
Yeah, and non-trivial, I think, to add, to be honest, because it's not really in the design.
Not at all.
I've done this with ChatGPT, asked it to help me build a tour, walking tour of a city. It did a pretty credible job. I like adding the pictures. That's nice. Lens is also a very useful tool from Google.
So if you're
but it's one I never think to use.
Right, me too.
You might upload an image and ask Bard to write a funny caption about these two. A lens detects that this is a photo of a goofy German Shepherd and a golden retriever, and then Bard uses that to create some funny captions.
Well, that's actually pretty good. When you're trying to figure out which
if
one of you is the good boy.
Both good boys. Okay.
That's actually pretty funny.
Now let's do another one. Imagine I'm 18 and I need to apply to college. I won't date myself with how
write
long
the
it's
essay.
Been,
oh,
it's
yeah.
Overwhelming
this is,
process.
This is interesting.
So, I'm thinking about
can
colleges,
you take my
but I'm not sure.
SAT for me?
I'm into video games. And what kinds of programs might be interesting?
Well, this is a search query, essentially. A smart search query.
Okay. This is a helpful head start. Animation looks pretty interesting. Now I could ask... Help me find colleges with animation programs.
Do you think the knowledge that these programs make, you know, are not always accurate or sometimes counterfactual is in the back of people's heads and worries them a little bit? Like, well, okay,
that's exactly the problem. That's why I keep on saying it's irresponsible to use this with search.
Yeah. Because you don't know what's
factual.
Hoping
you finish a memo? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Translation? Bravo.
Yeah, for all we know, three of those colleges are non-existent, you know?
I gave a talk to Ziff Davis last week. They had ChatGPT write my bio. It made up something entirely I'd never done.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Okay, Drexel's real, Temple's real. I don't know about Pennsylvania College of Art and Design, Slippery Rock University. Yeah, right. That's the problem. You just don't know. And so you're just going to spend more time, I think, probably trying to figure that out. Yeah, verifying.
Perfect. This is a great start to build on. And now let's move this to Google Sheets so my family can jump in later to help me with my search.
Point Park University? Okay, is that right?
That's nice. It works hand in hand with Google Docs, which is great.
You can see how easy it will be to get a jump started
really
in Bard and quickly have something useful to move over to apps like Docs or Sheets to build on with others. Okay.
Hoping the facts are correct.
That's a taste of what's possible when Bard meets some of Google's apps.
You can ask ChatGPT.
That's just the start.
Can you verify
able to
these?
Tap into all kinds of services from across the web.
That is where
from incredible
that's a huge new
like Instacart,
horizon TV, is to take this output Khan and verify it. Then,
yeah, this is exactly
we'll
the kind
doing
of,
both.
Look at
yep.
one yep. coming in the next couple months with Adobe Firefly. You'll be able to generate completely new images from your imagination. Right
oh my God!
Now,
I've never heard of such a thing.
A birthday party for my 7-year-old who loves unicorns.
This is,
I want a fun image to send out with the invitation.
You kind of figure the last year Google's just
make
been kicking
image
itself.
Make an of a unicorn and a cave. Yeah.
We could do this
party.
All this time and we never released
now,
it.
Bard is working with Firefly to bring what I imagined to life.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, this feels...
That's fairly lukewarm,
that positively
response.
Retro.
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
Oh, come on.
This will unlock all
Sissy.
Kinds of ways that you can take your creativity further and faster. And we are so excited for this partnership. Bard continues to rapidly improve and learn new abilities. And we want to let people around the world try it out and share their feedback.
One advantage Firefly has is Adobe is being very careful about where they get the source material from. They're not scraping Getty. Worldwide. That's good. I don't know what the scope of ChatGPT is actually.
And in addition to becoming available in more places, Bard is also becoming available in more languages. Beyond English, starting today, you'll be able to talk to Bard in Japanese and Korean.
Yeah, ChatGPT is in a little bit more limited number of countries.
Adding
of course,
languages
it was banned briefly
in
Italy, but I think it's back.
Like quality and local nuances.
No, ChatGPT is in 159 countries.
That we're on track to support
but
40 languages.
It's banned in 36 countries.
Banned entirely?
Yeah. Russia, China, North Korea, Cuba,
it's
Iran, Syria.
To see the rate of progress.
Could take Italy
well,
out
that kind of tells you everything you want to know about
yeah,
freedom.
Really, exactly.
And the ability for even more people to collaborate with Bard. And when we're ready to move Bard to our Gemini model, I'm really excited about more advancements to come. So that's
I already
where
forget
we're
what Gemini
going
is.
With Bard, connecting tools from Google and amazing services
Bard.
Across the web. To help you do and create anything you can imagine through a fluid collaboration with our most capable large language models. There's so much to share in the days ahead. And now,
it's
to hear more
model.
About how
it's
large
model.
Language models are enabling next generation productivity features right in Workspace, I'll hand it over to Aparna.
Oh, they're going to actually do something in Workspace? Amazing.
Jeff, this is your section.
From the very beginning, Workspace was built to allow you to collaborate
in
real time with other people. Now you can collaborate in real time with AI. AI can act as a coach,
still feels like
a
ketchup.
Thought partner.
Bard says Gemini is the third astrological sign in the zodiac,
booster,
so there's that.
All of the apps of Workspace. Our first steps with AI as a collaborator were via the Help Me Write feature in Gmail and Docs, which launched to trusted testers in March. We've been truly blown away by the clever and creative ways these features are being used, from writing essays, sales pitches, project plans, client outreach, and so much more.
All the crap we hate.
Since then, we've been busy expanding these helpful features across more surfaces. Let me show you a few examples. One of our most popular use cases is the trusty job description. Every business, big or small, needs to hire people. A good job description can make all the difference.
This is the vice president and general manager of Google Workspace, Jeff, so you should...
Say you run a fashion boutique and need to hire a textile designer. To get started,
to write a letter to
just
her,
a few words as a prompt.
I have been a user of Google Workspace.
Senior-level job description for
many
textile
years.
Designer. Docs will take that prompt, send it to our Palm 2-based model, and let's see what I got back. Not bad.
Oh, so job descriptions
words,
become even more BS than they are now.
A good starting point, written out really nicely for me.
Do you want me to do this, or does the machine
customize it for the kind of experience, education,
competitive salary, comprehensive benefits package. So it just spits back.
Saving you a ton of time and effort.
Same old BS.
Next.
Dear Google Workspace team, I am writing to express my disappointment with the limitations of Google Workspace for users. As a longtime user of Google products, I have always been impressed with the company's commitment to innovation. However,
I need to keep track of things like your clients, logistics about the logs.
Lack of storage space, does that bother you?
How
no.
Long, et cetera.
Lack of customization options?
Second class citizen getting features after everybody else. That's what bothers me.
Type something like, client and pet roster for a dog walking business with rates and hit create. Sheets sends this input to a fine-tuned model that we've been training with all sorts of Sheets-specific use cases.
I love the import to Sheets thing,
look at
actually.
That.
I think that's great.
The model.
Yeah. I spend a lot of time putting stuff into Sheets. Just getting it into Sheets would be nice.
The model figured out what you might need. The generated table has things like the dog's name, client info.
Now, can I then say, could you separate that client name into first and last and have it do that?
Sheets made it easy for you to get started.
Don't know.
So you can go back to doing what you love.
Writing code.
Speaking of getting back to things you love, let's talk about Google Slides. People use slides for storytelling all the time, whether at work or in their personal lives. For example, you get your extended family to collect anecdotes, haikus, jokes for your parents' 50th wedding anniversary in a slide deck.
Oh, everyone, that's just what mom and dad want. Sit down. I have a slide deck I'd like to show you.
And here's a poem on there.
Oh, it even wrote a poem.
For image generation.
That's kind of cool.
Pizza, cheesy and true, while dad's favorite treat is a warm pot of fondue. Let's hit create and see what it comes up with.
It'll do illustrations
behind the scenes,
for you.
That quote is sent as an input to our text to image models, and we know it's
pizza in fondue. Oh, there it is. Just what you've been looking for.
Every PowerPoint, which was already BS, now becomes deeper BS. It's not. It's not deep fakes. It's deep BS.
Have some oddly delicious looking fondue pizza images.
Slides have been the ruin of
things. I know.
I'm going to ask
think
companies and universities, and schools. Oh no.
Oh, look, you can do photography.
Just as weird, but it works for me.
Guarantee you, there's never been a real image of pizza being dipped into a fondue, but...
Oh, wait, this afternoon on TikTok, there'll be a recipe for it.
Yeah.
No limits on cheesiness or creativity.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Starting next month, trusted
testers
will be able to try this and six more generative AI features across Workspace. And later this year... All of this will be generally available to business and consumer Workspace users via a new service called Duet AI for Workspace.
They don't even know what they're applauding.
Yeah. Okay, it sounds good.
I showed you a few powerful examples of how Workspace can help you get more done with just a few words as prompts. Prompts are a powerful way of collaborating with AI. The right prompt can unlock far more from these models. However, it can be daunting for many of us to even know where to start. Well, what if we could solve that for you? What if AI could proactively offer you prompts?
Just go back to sleep, user.
Wait.
What if these prompts were
AI writes your prompts for AI?
And changed based on what you're working on.
Let's
I am
see.
Super excited
I'd
to
like
show
to
you a
this.
Preview of just that. This is how we see the future of collaboration with AI coming to life. Let's switch to a live demo
home,
so I can show you what I mean.
Have a beer and let AI do
Tony's
it.
Tony's here to help you with that. Hey, Tony.
Hey, partner.
So.
Tony looks like a kind of a crypto bro.
Yeah.
My niece Mira and I are working on a spooky story together for summer camp. We've already
so
written
you give a
few
prompt
paragraphs
to the human.
Now we're stuck. Let's get some help. As you can see, we've launched a side panel, something the team fondly calls Sidekick. Sidekick
fondly,
instantly reads and processes the document and offers some really neat suggestions, along with an open prompt dialogue. If we look closely, we can see some of the suggestions, like, what happened to the golden seashell? What are common mystery plot twists? Let's try the seashell option and see what it comes back with. Now, what's happening behind the scenes is that we provide an entire document as context to the model, along with the suggested prompt, and let's see what we got back. The golden seashell was eaten by a giant squid that lives in the cove. This is a good start. Let's insert these as notes.
It's so hard
so that
to laugh
we can
on cue.
Continue our little project.
Yeah.
Now, one of the interesting observations we have is that it's actually easier to react to something or perhaps use that to say, I want to go in a different direction. And this is exactly what AI can help with. I see a new suggestion on there for generating images. Let's see what this does. The story has a village, a golden seashell, and other details. And instead of having to type all of that out, the model picks up these details from the document and generates images. These are some cool pictures, and I bet my niece will love these. Let's insert them into the doc for fun. Thank you, Tony.
Wasn't that fun, everybody?
What did Tony do? He cut and paste?
Yeah, Tony was the mouse man.
I'm going to walk you through some more examples, and this will help you see why this powerful new contextual
sidekick.
Is such a remarkable boost to productivity and creativity. Say you're writing to your neighbors about an upcoming potluck. Now, as you can see, Sidekick has summarized what this conversation is about. Last year, everyone brought hummus. Who doesn't love hummus? But this year, you want a little more variety. Let's see what people signed up to bring. Now, somewhere in this thread is a Google Sheet where you've collected that information. You can get some help by typing, write a note about the main dishes people are bringing, and let's see what we get back. Go. Awesome. It found the right sheet and cited the source in the found in section, giving you confidence that this is not made up. Looks good. You can insert it directly into your email.
This isn't made up.
Let's end with an example of how this can help you at work. Say you're about to give an important presentation, and you've been so focused on the content that you forgot to prepare speaker notes. The presentation is in
all
an hour.
I have is a symbol. Uh-oh. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Look at what one of the suggestions is. Create speaker notes for each slide.
Yeah.
Every slide is BS and everything. A word out of your mouth is BS.
Yeah. Oh, show the speaker notes now. I'm excited to be here to outline our 2023 strategy.
Everybody's always excited.
Good morning. I'm Eliza Beckett.
And
the managing director of
Symbol. You can just turn on the machine. It will tell you the same stuff you expect. Because all it does is produce cliches.
Right. It's in the nature of these things. It's not
going to
do anything original. It can only do mishmashes of existing content.
The true potential of AI as a collaborator. And we'll be bringing this experience.
You know, it's going to be great for kind of 50% employees, you know, who just don't really care and just give me some content that I can push out. But it also tells me managers are going to be more skeptical now.
Thanks.
And clients.
And clients.
Coming to Google Workspace.
Like, okay.
As AI continues to improve rapidly, we are focused on giving helpful features to our users. And starting today, we are giving you a new way to preview some of the experiences across Workspace and other products. It's called Labs. I say new, but Google has a long history.
Yeah, we've had Labs for a long time.
And you know, we've made it available throughout our history as well. You can check it out at google.com/labs. Next up, we're going to talk about search. Search has been our founding
product. I got an error.
Coming soon.
I just got a 404.
I go to g.co/labs.
He said it wrong.
Everything else.
And even there, it says coming soon.
To give you a sense of how we are bringing generative AI in.
Yeah, I thought the prompt, he lost
all right,
the prompt.
Here's the big thing. Search and AI.
Kathy?
All right, this could be, this is where Google really needs to save their bacon.
Make or break.
Right? Yep.
Will they separate themselves out with reality and authority, or will they just follow Microsoft into the pit of fiction?
Yeah.
Thanks, Sundar. You know, I've been working in search for many years, and what inspires me so much is how it continues to be an unsolved problem. And that's why I'm just so excited by the potential of bringing generative AI into search.
She was the founder of Chomp, which is an app search engine Google acquired a few years ago.
I'm excited. I wonder whether AI wrote this.
Apple acquired it a few years ago.
Family with kids under three and a dog, Bryce Canyon or Arches? Now, although this is the question that you have, you probably wouldn't ask it in this way today.
Seems to work at Friendster.
You'd break it down into smaller ones, sift through the information and
search
and
iTunes
things together yourself.
The App Store and Maps.
Now,
by the way, notoriously awful search.
Yes.
What you see here looks pretty different. So let me first give you a quick tour.
Her company, Undecidable Labs, was acquired in 2016. She's VP Engineering of Apps News and Discover.
There's an AI-powered snapshot that quickly gives you the lay of the land on a topic. And so here you can see that while both parks are kid-friendly, only Bryce Canyon has more options for your furry friend. Then, if you want to dig deeper, there are links included in the snapshot. You can also click to expand your view, and you'll see how the information is corroborated. So you can check out more details and really explore the richness.
Okay, every sentence is pulled out.
This new experience
with corroborating links
builds on Google's ranking and safety systems that we've been fine-tuning for decades.
What's that search engine you love, Leo?
Neva. But Neva does this, and you, what's the name of it? You search does it too.
Content from publishers to creators, businesses, and even people like you and me. So you can check out recommendations.
Neva announced a pivot
like the National
last
Park
week. They're probably seeing the
first-hand experiences
train coming down
like
the tunnel at them.
Trotter blog. Because even in a world where AI can provide insights, we know that people will always value the input of other people, and a thriving web is essential to that.
These new
generative AI capabilities will make search smarter and
they kind of gave
simpler.
Away the fact that they have a
and
clack
as you've
in the
seen,
front row.
This is really especially helpful when you need to make sense of something complex with multiple angles to explore. You know, those times when even your question has questions. So, for example, let's say you're searching for a good bike for a 5-mile commute with hills. This can be a big purchase, so you want to do your research. In the AI-powered snapshot, you'll see important considerations like motor and battery for taking on those hills and suspension for a comfortable ride. Right below that, you'll see products that fit the bill, each with images, reviews, helpful descriptions, and current pricing. This is built on Google's Shopping Graph, the world's most comprehensive data set of constantly changing products, sellers,
so if
brands,
you're not in Google Shopping, you're not on this?
With over 30 no, Shopping Graph was the data about the products.
There are 1.8
I think that's different.
Billion live updates to our Shopping Graph every hour. So you can shop with confidence.
I should have called it a product graph, I think. I could be wrong, but I think that's what it is.
Get fresh, relevant
results.
Yeah,
because shopping, of course, is what got them in trouble with the EU.
And for commercial queries
like
this,
right.
We also know that ads can be especially helpful to connect people with useful information and help businesses
get
discovered online.
Reuse the name.
They're here, clearly labeled, and we're exploring different ways to integrate them as we roll out new experiences in search. And now that you've done some research, you might want to explore more. So right under the snapshot, you'll see the option to ask a follow-up question or select a suggested next step. Tapping any of these options will bring you into our brand new conversational mode.
So is this coming soon? What is the...
In this case, maybe you want to ask a follow-up about e-bikes. So you look for one in your favorite color, red. And without having to go back to square one, Google Search understands your full intent and that you're looking specifically for e-bikes in red that would be good for a 5-mile commute with hills. And even when you're in this conversational mode, it's an integrated experience. So you can simply
notice the caveat at the top. Generative AI is experimental on every page.
Maybe this e-bike seems to be a good fit for your commute. With just a click, you're able to see a variety of retailers that have it in stock and some that offer free delivery or returns.
I get this. It's an attempt to be iterative in search.
Deals and can seamlessly go
with
to
different
site, check out, and turn your attention to what really.
I don't want to say use cases, but different
getting ready to ride.
Steps in the process.
These new generative AI capabilities also unlock a whole new category of experiences on search. It could help you create a clever name for your cycling club, craft the perfect social post to show off your new wheels, or even test your knowledge on bicycle hand signals. These are things you may never have thought to ask search for before. Shopping is just one example of where this can be helpful. Let's walk through another one in a live demo. What do you say?
Did they just speed her up?
Yeah. So, special shout out to my 3-year-old daughter who is obsessed with whales. I wanted to teach her about whale song. So let me go to the Google app and ask, why do whales like to sing? And so here I see a snapshot that organizes the web results and gets me to key things I want to know so I can understand quickly that, oh, they sing for a lot of different reasons, like to communicate with other whales, but also to find food. And I can click see more to expand here as well. Now, if I was actually with my daughter and not on stage in front of thousands of people, I'd be checking out some of these web results right now. They look pretty good. Now, I'm thinking she'd get a kick out of seeing one up close. So let me ask, can I see whales in California? And so the LLMs right now.
She needs a Parnas sidekick. Where's the typing guy?
Distilling yeah.
Where's keyboard man?
Where's thumb man?
Thumb man.
It looks like in Northern California.
I like it that they gave her an elbow rest box.
I'll have to plan to take her on a trip soon.
It's really,
and again,
really conveying
really
energy.
And if I want to refer to the results,
apparently
previous
just
session,
can't can stand up with her phone holding right. in their hands.
Now, she's got a birthday coming up, so I can follow up with plush ones.
I feel like this was a quick ad in rehearsal. They said, can we get Kathy an Apple box for her elbows?
For me. And this
it's like Succession. Can you make her a house?
Yeah, build her a house. I want clouds.
Clouds.
Like great options.
What are the clouds?
I think she'll really like the second one.
Oh, this, I have to.
Let us know. We're 50 minutes in. We've basically really not said much.
Already the chat room is saying, where's the folding phone? Bring us the folding phone.
What you've seen today is just a first look at how we're experimenting with generative AI.
See, this is another one of those things that they
and
show
we're
that
we're excited to keep improving with your feedback.
We're not going to see.
Labs program.
No.
This new search generative experience, also known as SGE, will be available in labs along with some other experiments. And they'll
but
be rolling out in the coming weeks.
Months.
If you're in the
probably
US,
not workspace people. I betcha I won't be allowed in with workspace.
The labs icon in the latest version of the Google app or Chrome desktop. This new experience really reflects the beginning of a new chapter. And you can think of this evolution as search supercharged.
Oish.
Search has been at the core,
or as we call it, SGE,
for 25 years. And as we build
that's
for
catchy,
the future,
huh?
We're so excited for you to turn to Google for things you never dreamed it could. Here's an early look at what's to come for AI in search.
We want to thank, we'll pause here and thank our fabulous sponsors, ACI Learning, for putting together this program. Without them, we would probably not be sitting here. You know IT Pro, of course, and they're engaging in enjoyable IT training to level up your career or organization. IT Pro is now part of ACI Learning. With expanded reach and production capabilities, you're going to get customizable training at any stage of development. Future-proof your business, retain top talent, upskill teams with ACI Learning and its team of dedicated account managers. Your enterprise needs cohesive, cutting-edge training to keep your team compliant and ahead of the pack. Choose an existing course, let them combine modules for a tailored solution, or have them custom design a course to address your specific needs. Fill out the form at go.acilearning.com/twit. Get more information on a free 2-week training trial for your team. There's no better way to do it. go.acilearning.com/twit. We did our ad. Google is now wrapping up their ad for search, which you're going to, by the way, I'm sure see on TV because this is, you know, where they preview
you
these.
Got this. Let's go.
It might even be the answer. It might even.
Yes.
No.
It's experimental.
Well, you know, the thing that strikes me watching this is that if it actually does give me links.
Yeah, look, at least you could follow up.
Or it gives me sentences with made up things.
But wait.
Bad.
But wait. Search has always given you the links.
But if it give it to me in more iterative, collaborative, conversational ways.
Yeah. You can see how reluctant they are to push this forward.
Is a hot dog a sandwich? I think it's more like a taco because the bread goes around it. Comes from the expert viewpoint of a vegetarian. Right. Thanks, Kathy. So exciting to see how we are evolving search and look forward to building it with you all. So far today, we have shared how AI can help unlock creativity, productivity, and knowledge. As you can see, AI is not only a powerful enabler, it's also a big platform shift. Every business and organization is thinking about how to drive transformation. That's why we are focused on making it easy and scalable for others to innovate with AI. That means providing the most advanced computing infrastructure, including state-of-the-art TPUs and GPUs, and expanding access to Google's latest foundation models that have been rigorously tested in our own products. We are also working to provide world-class tooling so customers can train, fine-tune, and run their own models with enterprise-grade safety, security, and privacy. To tell you more about how we are doing this with Google Cloud, please welcome Thomas.
Just, you know, set yourself back, Jeff. What was it? Almost 10 years now where Google announced Google VR and AR. And they were just as excited about this. And remember Cardboard.
Cardboard.
Yeah. Here we are.
Bet the farm.
Today are also coming to businesses. So whether you're an individual developer or a full-scale enterprise.
I'm just skeptical. I think it's got more potential than
transform the way you work.
Yeah, VR, but
thousands of companies using our
Corinne is the CEO of Google Cloud.
To create amazing content,
as you might have imagined.
To synthesize and organize information, to automate
Instead
processes.
Of putting his title up and his lower third, they just said him. So I had to actually I had to look him up.
One of you can too. There are three ways Google Cloud can help you take advantage of the massive opportunity in front of you. First, you can build generative applications using our AI platform, Vertex AI. With Vertex,
another name.
You can access
how many names?
For chat.
Well, they used AI to make up names.
Yeah.
You just select the model you want to use.
Now we're in the model garden.
Prompts to tune the
for
model
for Vertex.
And you can even fine-tune the model's weights on your own dedicated compute clusters. To help you retrieve fresh and factual information from your company's databases, your corporate internet, your website, and enterprise applications.
See, now this is where AI is
we
interesting, is using
search
small data sets like your own.
Yeah, they said that. They said, you know, when you have constrained data sets, when you have knowledge domains, we can do a better job. And yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
The authors of the Stochastic Parents paper say that the kind of male size matters viewpoint of learning models is dangerous. You get too large, it's awful.
Yeah. Your data is your data and no one else's. You can also choose the best model for your specific needs across many sizes that have been optimized for cost latency, and quality. Many leading companies are using our generative AI technologies to build super cool applications. And we've all been
Wendy's is in the rundown for Twig tonight.
Let's hear from a few of them.
They're using AI in the, or at least trying it in their
the ordering.
Ordering for their drive-through. We'll see how well that works.
Offering. The Google partnership has taught us to lean in, to iterate, to test and learn, and have
CEO
the courage to fail fast where we need to.
But also, Google's a really AI-centric company, and so there's a lot for us to learn directly from the engineering team.
Now, with generative AI, we can have a much smarter...
So if you're in business, you go to Google or Microsoft to find out about AI.
We have been really enjoying taking the latest and greatest technology...
I still think you go to Google,
entire community.
But there's a lot of Microsoft heads out there.
APIs opens a lot of doors to be most efficient and productive in the way we create experiences for Uber customers.
The act of making software is really suddenly opened up to everyone. Now you can talk to the AI on the Replit app and tell it, make me a work app program. And with one click...
But can you get it to make you a sandwich? That's all I care about.
You have an app that you just talked into existence.
We have an extraordinarily exciting feature in the pipeline. It's called Magic Video, and it enables you to take your videos and images and with just a couple of clicks turn that into
if
a
you're
cohesive story.
Tuning in for Windows Weekly, it's going to be right after this event.
It truly empowers everyone to be able to
create and we don't know when that'll be. we haven't mentioned a phone yet.
Times they use some of our acronyms.
It's going to be a long day for the
JVC. Yeah. You know, we need to understand what that really means.
I don't know what a JVC is.
Make sure that order is accurate.
Wendy's has said that, in fact, it's already better than their human customer service people.
For whom they pay next to nothing.
Yeah. They want to save that, you know, $7.25 an hour.
Technology to truly transform the whole restaurant experience.
They say that they want to do it because the lines are too long and they want to speed it up. I don't think AI is going to speed up your ordering and drive through. If anything, it's going to slow it down.
No. The biggest benefit in drive through now is having a screen to verify your order.
Right.
We provide
speak as if you know. Does Taco Bell have drive-through?
Yes, it does. By combining you California snob.
With those of Google Cloud,
we just go to the taco
consumers
truck.
Can create their own deeply personalized characters and interact with them.
What?
We're also partnering with Salesforce to integrate Google Cloud's AI models.
My little imaginary friend.
With their data cloud at Einstein,
yeah,
their AI-infused CRM assistant. In fact, we're working with many other incredible partners, including
I just worry that AI is the VR or the blockchain of 2023. I mean,
No, I don't think so.
I know, everybody's
Well, it is in terms of the media
this.
Coverage, yes.
Yeah.
In terms of it actually being able to do something useful, different.
In addition to Palm 2, we're excited to introduce
another name.
New models.
Three new names.
Including Imagine, which powers image generation, editing, and customization from text inputs. Cody.
Well, does that mean it's an imaginary purse? It's kind of a bad
Cody
brand.
There is going to be a test at the end of this. I just hope you guys are taking notes.
To help you build applications faster. And Chirp.
Jeez Louise.
Our universal speech model, which brings speech-to-text accuracy for over 300 languages.
You mean accuracy to text speech?
We're also introducing reinforcement learning from human feedback into Vertex AI. You can fine-tune pre-trained models by incorporating human feedback to further improve the model's results. You can also fine-tune a model on domain or industry-specific data, as we have with SecPalm and MedPalm, so they become even more powerful. All of these features are now in preview, and I encourage each and every one of you to try them.
As long as you can remember the names.
The second way,
Cody, we're helping Imogen, you take advantage of this opportunity, and Chirp. By just remember that. And
very good.
And Vertex for Google Cloud. And SGE.
Earlier,
and
Parna told you about Duet.
That's your version of Trump's cognition test.
Yes.
Cody, Imogen, Chirp.
To help people get and Duet. Done. No, it's another one.
The same thing is true with Duet AI for Google Cloud, which serves as an AI expert pair programmer. Duet uses generative AI to provide developers assistance wherever you need it, within the IDE, the cloud console, or directly within chat. It can provide you contextual code completion, offer suggestions tuned to your code base, and generate entire functions in real time. It can even assist you with code reviews and code inspection. Hen will show you more in the developer keynote. The third way we're helping you seize this moment is by building all of these capabilities on our AI optimized infrastructure.
I think of all the reporters out there, and
this infrastructure makes large.
What lead do you have so far out of this?
Up to 80% faster and up to 50%
I don't know what the story is.
Compared to any alternatives out there. Look,
this,
when you nearly double performance.
I know I'm sounding cynical, but this looks like a company in disarray reacting.
Nearly double performance not, less than
well, I hate to say it.
Not acting.
Amazing,
you know, they're,
things happen.
This is all responding to
today
perceived
we're excited
threats.
To announce a new addition to this infrastructure family.
They could have come out and say, we are the responsible AI company. Here's how we're going to make it responsible. They could have a feed. They could have come out and said, we are all about getting you facts, not about paragraphs. And in a sense, they might be those things, but there's no theme to it. There's no apparent strategy, and thus there's no marketing message underneath. And I'm giving them credit. Neither of those things may be true.
Josh is here to show you exactly how we're making it easy and scalable for every developer to innovate with AI and Palm 2.
You know, I'm starting to think they're not going to announce any products.
Thanks, Thomas. Our work
we're already
is
past an hour.
Businesses.
Yeah.
And it's also empowering developers.
I mean, it is a developer conference, but
our most capable language model that Sundar talked about powers the Palm API. Since March, we've been running a private preview with our Palm API, and it's been amazing to see how quickly developers have used it in their applications. Like Chapter, who are generating stories, so you can choose your own adventure, forever changing storytelling.
There's an early lead
at Chromebook. Technology. A company that makes chat apps for sports fans.
Oh, making no Chromebooks, they had to find a job for them.
Yeah. There were rumors we'd see folding phones, new tablets.
They're using the Palm API to help
I'm just starting to wonder now if that's if this is the place for that.
Cheeseburger they talked about.
They do have Rick Osterloh on the list of speakers at the keynote. So,
developers want choice.
He's their hardware guy.
Language models.
Yeah, AI in your doorbell.
With leading developer tools companies like LangChain, Chroma, and many more to support
their hello doorbell is supposed to identify people at the door, and mostly just says, "I don't know who that is."
Like Firebase and Collab.
That's almost all it says. Somebody at the door, but I don't know who they are.
You can hear a lot more about the Palm API in the developer keynote and sign up today. Now, to show
you
just how
the name.
Powerful the Palm API is, I want to share one concept that five engineers at Google put together over the last few weeks.
Well, that's encouraging.
The idea is called Project Tailwind, and we think of it as an AI-first
Here's one more thing we slapped together.
That helps you learn faster. Like a real notebook, your notes and your sources power Tailwind. How it works is you can simply pick the files from Google Drive, and it effectively creates a personalized and private AI model that has expertise in the information
that's interesting.
That you give it. We've been developing this idea with authors like Steven Johnson and testing it at
universities, my friend Steven,
like Arizona State.
So if all of his books were on Drive, he would just feed them to Tailwind.
Yeah, I want to take everything with this book I'm working on now.
Yeah, you could see that would be valuable for an author.
I'm a student taking a computer science history class. I'll open up Tailwind, and I can quickly see in Google Drive all my different notes and assignments and readings. I can insert them. And what'll happen when Tailwind loads up, as you can see, my different notes and articles on the side.
All
here
of
they
this
are in the middle. And it instantly creates a study guide.
Presupposes
on the right
that you can see this is something more than just mansplaining your content to you.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I can come over here and quickly change it to go across all the different sources and type something like create glossary for Hopper.
Okay, that'd be useful, right?
And
an automatic glossary or index?
It'll automatically compile a glossary associated with all the different notes and articles relating to Grace Hopper, the computer science history pioneer. Look at this, Flowmatic, COBOL, compiler, all created based on my notes.
Sorry.
Now let's try one more. I'm going to try something else.
I yawn all the time on camera.
It was not a theatrical yawn.
During Twig.
Physical yawn.
So the Dynabook, this was a concept from
no comment intended.
Again, Tailwind, going out, finding all the different
things. So this was created by a bunch of Google engineers in 5 days.
5 weeks.
Oh, 5 weeks?
No, five people in a few days, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a visionary product. It was a missed opportunity. But my favorite part is it shows its work. You can see the citations here. When I hover over, here's something from my class notes. Here's something from an article the teacher assigned. It's all right here.
Jason Howell, who's in the audience, is pointing out in our Discord that a year ago this would have been a bigger deal, but the blow is softened by ChatGPT.
It's still in its early days, but we've had so much fun.
He calls them table stakes.
And we realize it's not just
but he spells it STEAKS. So I think he's maybe a little hungry.
Many different sources that you choose.
Wishful thinking from Google sandwiches.
Please give me some table stakes.
Or analysts going through earnings calls. Or even lawyers preparing for a
more
case.
More falafel? Really?
Imagine collaborating with an AI that's grounded.
But we love hummus. Everybody loves hummus. Aparna told us that.
We want to make it available to try it out if you want to
see it. g.co/labs.
I'd take them.
That'd be useful for an author.
On my book.
Yeah, but
there's a lot more you can
but
do.
But what it's going to feed back to me is just
more of what you wrote. And no insight.
To say.
Yeah, no insight, right?
There's no book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now Labs is up and is offering us some of these
the best ML infrastructure
things.
With powerful models,
Tailwind is a wait list.
I'm signing up for it now.
To quickly generate your own applications.
Now watch what's going to happen.
Bold AI requires a responsible.
Am I an academic researcher or a journalist?
So
I'll say academic.
To James to share more. Thanks.
Oh, it didn't tell me, screw you. You have the wrong kind of account.
Oh, yay.
Probably get an email to that effect.
Hi, everyone. I'm James. In addition to research, I lead a new area at Google called Technology and Society.
Mm.
Growing up in Zimbabwe, I could not have imagined all
He's
the
Google's
amazing
first
and groundbreaking
SVP
innovations
of Technology and Society.
On the stage today.
Whoa. What's his last name?
And while I feel it's important
Manyika, he's from Zimbabwe.
The incredible progress in AI and the immense potential that it has for people and society everywhere, we must also acknowledge that it's an emerging technology that is still being developed and there's still so much more to do.
So he's the Timnit Gebru.
Earlier you heard Sundar say that our approach to AI must be both bold and responsible. While there's a natural tension between the two, we believe it's not only possible, but in fact critical to embrace that tension productively. The only way to be truly bold in the long term is that tension productively. The only way to be truly bold in the long term is to be responsible from the start.
He was in the Obama administration as vice chair of the U.S. Global Development Council,
in many scientific
director
fields,
chairman of McKinsey's Global Institute.
Take, for example, Google DeepMind's AlphaFold, which can accurately predict the 3D shapes of 200
million Foreign Relations, MacArthur Foundation,
that's nearly Hewlett all Foundation, the proteins known to science.
Aspen Institute. He's a fellow at DeepMind. This guy's got a pretty good resume.
Years of progress in just weeks.
He's a roboticist. That was his profession before he became an ethicist.
So far, more than 1 million researchers around the world have used AlphaFold's predictions, including Feng Chang's pioneering
AlphaFold's
lab
pretty amazing.
At the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard. Yeah.
I want to hear him talk about how they're going to keep it be responsible.
In fact, in March this year,
that's the separator.
Zhang and his colleagues at MIT announced that they'd used AlphaFold to develop a novel molecular syringe, which could deliver drugs to help improve the effectiveness of treatments
so
for
this
diseases
guy's a,
like cancer.
Sundar Pichai, direct report. His job, he was hired last year, is to advise Google and Sundar on AI, the future of work, digital economy. He's the conscience of Google.
AI also has the potential to worsen existing societal challenges like unfair bias, as well as pose new challenges as it becomes more advanced and new uses emerge. That's why we believe it's imperative to take a responsible approach to AI. This work centers around our AI principles that we first established in 2018. These principles guide product development, and they help us assess every AI application. They prompt questions like, will it be socially beneficial? Or could it lead to harm in any way? One area that is top of mind for us is misinformation. Generative AI makes it easier than ever.
This is what you were talking
content,
about, Jeff. This is the.
Yes.
But it also raises additional.
I think Google could stand up and say, we're going to be the ones.
That's why we're developing and providing people with tools to evaluate online information.
Yeah.
For example, have you come across a photo on a website or one shared by a friend with very little context, like this one of the moon landing, and found yourself wondering, is this reliable? I have, and I'm sure many of you have as well. In the coming months, we're adding two new ways for people to evaluate images. First, with our About This Image tool in Google Search, you will be able to see important information such as when and where similar images may have first appeared.
Yay.
Where else the images have been seen online, including news, fact-checking, and social sites.
We've been asking for this for ages.
All this providing you with helpful
That was a Midjourney generated image.
Reliable. Later this year, you'll also be able to use it if you search for an image or screenshot using Google Lens, or when you're on websites in Chrome.
Yes, this is very valuable. This is the kind of thing we've been saying for a long time.
This info researchers have been dying for.
Like Sundar mentioned, we will ensure that every one of our AI generated
For those listening only, it was a staged picture of the moon landing that was generated by an AI, but used by people to prove the moon landing didn't happen.
Outside of our platforms. Not only that, creators and publishers will be able to add similar metadata, so you'll be able to see a label in images in Google Search marking them as AI generated.
We'll see how accurate it is, but that's a that's a great start.
Those are big.
Yeah. Needs to be done, let's put it that way.
As we apply our AI principles, we also start to see potential tensions when it comes to being bold and responsible. Here's an example. Universal Translate is an experimental AI video dubbing service that helps experts translate.
Should have hired Alex Lindsay.
While also matching their lip
movements. There you go. I got it back.
Let me show you how it works with an online college course created in partnership
with
Arizona
State. By the way, they show this translator every Google I.O. for the last 6 years.
What many college students don't realize is that knowing when to ask for help and then following through on using helpful resources is actually a hallmark of becoming a productive adult.
Muchos universitarios no comprenden que saber cuándo pedir ayuda y usar recursos útiles es en realidad una clave para convertirse en un adulto productivo.
They matched her lips. Okay, that was pretty impressive. Talk about a deep fake.
Yeah.
We use next generation translation models to translate what the speaker's saying, models to replicate the style and the tone, and then match the speaker's lip movements, then we bring it all together. This is an enormous step forward for learning comprehension, and we're seeing promising results of course completion rates. But there's an inherent tension here. You can see how this can be incredibly beneficial, but some of the same underlying technology could be misused by bad actors to create deep fakes. So we've built this service with guardrails to help prevent misuse, and we make it accessible only to authorized partners. And as Sundar mentioned, soon we'll be integrating new innovations in watermarking into our latest generative models to also help with the challenge of misinformation. Our AI principles also help guide us on what not to do. For instance, years ago, we were the first major company to decide not to make a general-purpose facial recognition API commercially available. We felt there weren't adequate safeguards in place. Another way we live up to our AI principles is with innovations to tackle challenges as they emerge, like reducing the risk of problematic outputs that may be generated by our models. We are one of the first in the industry to develop and launch automated adversarial testing using large language model technology. We do this for queries like this to help uncover and reduce inaccurate outputs like the one on the left and make them better like the one on the right. We're doing this at a scale that's never been done before at Google, significantly improving the speed, quality, and coverage of testing, allowing safety experts to focus on the most difficult cases. And we're sharing these innovations with others. For example, our Perspective API, originally created to help publishers mitigate toxicity, is now being used in large language models. Academic researchers have used our Perspective API to create an industry evaluation standard. And today, all significant large language models, including those from OpenAI and Anthropic, incorporate this standard to evaluate toxicity generated by their own models.
And then keep building it to themselves.
Building AI responsibly must be a collective effort involving researchers, social scientists, industry experts.
The one thing it doesn't address is hallucinations.
And everyday people.
But it addresses other huge issues here in terms of how things will be misused by others.
Vibrant content ecosystem today and in the future. That's why we're getting feedback and we'll be working with the web community on ways to give publishers choice and control over their web content.
If you're tuning in for Windows Weekly, we'll get
it's
to
such
it
an
right after
time.
The keynote.
There's so much.
Because Google's more important than Microsoft, you know?
Oh, shh.
We look forward to working with all of you.
Ixnay.
And now I'll hand it over to you. We'll speak to you about all the exciting developments we're bringing to Android. Thank you.
So maybe
Jason Howell wakes up.
Yeah.
Android. Did I hear Android?
Samir Samat. We've talked to him before.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be back at Google I.O.
As you heard
today, our bold and responsible approach to AI can unlock people's creativity and potential. But how can all this helpfulness reach as many people as possible?
This is the man in charge of product and design at
Google,
Android.
Our computing platforms,
so if there is a folding phone,
have been
Samir will be the one to show it.
From the beginning of Android, we believed that an open OS would enable a whole ecosystem and bring smartphones to everyone. And as we all add more devices to our lives, like tablets, TVs, cars, and more, this openness creates the freedom to choose the devices that work best for you. With more than 3 billion Android devices, we've now seen the benefits of using AI to improve experiences at scale.
We thank ACI Learning for making this possible. We're going to pause this. I'm going to tell you a little bit of ACI Learning, and then we'll get right back to it. Our show today brought to you by ACI Learning. The days of boring, archaic training methods finally over. 94% of CIOs and CISOs agree attracting and retaining talent is becoming increasingly critical to their roles, especially in cybersecurity. ACI Learning's private boot camps for business get your team up to speed, whether it's a technical project or you need certification on the latest tech, or you want to learn cybersecurity or improve your cybersecurity posture. Be entertained while you train and feel empowered to keep your organization safe and secure. I got to tell you this statistic. They told me this. It blew me away. The average completion rate for most training is about 30%. That means 70% of your employees, the people taking these trainings, just get bored and drop them after, you know, a little bit. 30%. ACI Learning has an 80% completion rate. That tells you something. Their content is compelling. It's engaging. It's fun. And it's very important for you and your team. This is a format IT professionals want. ACI Learning, they've got ISO certification. Your business is in the best hands. Fill out the form at go.acilearning.com/twit. Get more information on a free 2-week training trial program for your team. Thank you, ACI Learning, for supporting our coverage of Google I.O. We're going to unpause the tape and continue with the keynote. He's getting a spam call right now.
We can all agree that's pretty useful. There are so many opportunities where AI can just make things better. Today, we'll talk about two big ways Android is bringing that benefit of computing to everyone. First, continuing to connect you to the most complete ecosystem of devices where everything works better together. And second,
better together. Wow.
Using AI to make the things you love about Android even better, starting with customization and expression. Let's begin by talking about Android's ecosystem of devices, starting with two of the most important, tablets and watches. Over the last 2 years, we've redesigned the experience on large screens, including tablets and foldables. We introduced a new system for multitasking that makes it so much easier to take advantage of all that extra screen real estate and seamlessly move between apps.
Which you would know if anybody would just buy an Android tablet, for crying out loud.
50 Google apps, including Gmail, Photos, and Meet. And we're working closely with partners such as Minecraft, Spotify, and Disney Plus to build beautiful experiences that feel intuitive on larger screens. People are falling in love with Android tablets, and there are more great devices to pick from than ever.
Let's not go crazy here.
Stay tuned for our hardware announcements, where you just might see some of the awesome new features we're building for tablets in action.
Stay tuned.
It's really exciting to see the...
Is that going to be after the table stakes? Because I'm getting hungry.
It's really exciting to see the momentum in smart watches as well. Wear OS is now the fastest growing watch platform. Just 2 years after
nobody's
launching
wearing
Wear OS 3 with Samsung.
Fastest growing.
A top ask from fans has been for more.
We sold 5 and now we've sold 10. It's doubled year over year.
I'm excited to share that WhatsApp is bringing their first ever watch app to Wear this summer.
That was a big announcement earlier this week. Well,
I'm really enjoying using WhatsApp on my wrist. I can start a new conversation, reply to messages by voice, and even take calls. I can't wait for you to try it. Our partnership on Wear OS with Samsung has been amazing. And I'm excited about our new Android collaboration on Immersive XR. We'll share more later this year.
Immersive XR, interesting.
Now,
that's, of course, what Apple's
expected to announce. We all
know that
to get the best experience, all these devices need to work seamlessly together. It's got to be simple. That's why we built FastPair, which lets you easily connect more than 300 headphones. And why we have Nearby Share to easily move files between your phone, tablet, or
direct
Windows
copies
and Chrome
of
OS
Apple
computer.
Technologies that came much earlier.
And Cast to make streaming video and audio to your devices ultra simple with support from over 3,000 apps.
We're at the point now where phones really have to all do the same thing.
So. Connected, but yeah. If you're anything like me,
look what we've done for you over the years. Don't you love us?
Just ask my family. I misplace my earbuds at least 3 times a day, which is why we're launching a major update to our Find My Device experience.
They even call
to support
it Find
a wide
My.
Range of devices in your life, including headphones, tablets, and more. It's powered by a network of billions of Android devices around the world. So if you leave your earbuds at the gym, other nearby Android devices can help you locate them. And for other important things in your life, like your bicycle or suitcase, Tile, Chipolo, and others will have tracker tags that work with the Find My Device network as well. Now, we took some time to really get this right, because protecting your privacy and safety is vital. From the start, we designed the network in a privacy-preserving way, where location information is encrypted. No one else can tell where your devices are located, not even Google. This is also why we're introducing unknown tracker alerts. Your phone will tell you if an unrecognized tracking tag is moving with you and help you locate it.
You would only be impressed by any of this if you had never used an iPhone, I guess.
I'm going to start making Microsoft cracks.
This
again,
is
if
important.
You're not careful.
Other types of phones as well.
With Apple, outlining how unknown tracker alerts will work
this is
across
important.
All smartphones.
That's something they need to have, obviously, because if you've got an AirTag following you around, you need to want to know about
both
it.
Both the new Find My Device experience and unknown tracker alerts are coming later this summer. Now, we've talked a lot about connecting devices, but Android's also about connecting people. After all, phones were created for us to communicate with our friends and family. When you're texting in a group chat, you shouldn't have to worry about whether everyone is using the same type of phone.
No, you shouldn't.
Sending high-quality images and video.
And this is their RCS
typing
pitch.
Notifications and end-to-end encryption.
Too bad Apple doesn't support it, huh?
Yep.
That's why we've worked with our partners
Apple
on upgrading
snobs.
Old SMS and MMS technology to a modern standard called RCS that makes all of this possible.
If only.
And there are now over
Apple
800 million people with RCS.
Just talk to Apple people.
On our way to over a billion by the end of the year. We hope every mobile operating system gets the message and adopts RCS.
They should just drop this campaign. It ain't going to happen.
No.
And it's not
so we can all
effective.
Hang out in the group chat together.
It just reminds people that they can't.
No matter what device we're using.
Do they think this puts pressure on
Whether
Apple?
Whether it's connecting with your loved ones...
I don't know.
...or connecting all of your devices, Android's complete ecosystem makes it easy. Another thing people love about Android is the ability to customize their devices and express themselves. Here's Dave to tell you how we're taking this to the next level with generative AI.
So there's your Android update.
Saver?
I don't understand. Bring me the phones.
Yeah.
Well, there's some people sneaking out.
All right. Thanks, Samira, and hello, everyone. So here's the thing. People want to express themselves in the products they use every day, from the clothes they wear, to the car they drive, to their surroundings at home. We believe the same should be true for your technology. Your phone should feel like it was made just for you. And that's why customization has always been at the core of the Android experience. This year, we're combining Android's guided customization
been on the Android
with
team
Google's
since 2007.
Advances in generative AI, so your phone can feel even more personal.
Came to Google.
So let me show you what this looks
when
like.
When they acquired his company, VoxPilot.
Messages and conversations can be so much more expressive, fun, and playful with Magic Compose. It's a new feature coming to Google Messages, powered by generative AI, that helps you add that extra spark of personality to your conversation.
AI emojis.
So just type your message like you normally would, and then choose how you want to sound. Magic Compose will do the rest. So your messages give off more positivity, more rhymes, more professionalism. Or if you want,
Shakespeare
the style
was one of
a certain
the
playwright. To try or not to try this quest, this feature, that is the question. Now, we also have new personalizations coming to the OS layer. At Google I.O. 2 years ago...
People can't even write a text by themselves.
Yeah.
We're in trouble.
It's a design system that combines user inspiration with dynamic color science
for a fully personalized experience.
We're continuing to expand on this in Android 14 with all new customization options coming to your lock screen. So now I can add my own personalized style to the lock screen clock so it looks just the way I want.
Oh, this is...
And what's more, with the new customizable...
This is keynote material?
Yeah, well...
I can instantly jump into my most frequent activities.
Pick a font, any ugly font.
What really makes your lock screen and home screen yours is the wallpaper. And it's the first thing that many of us set when we get a new phone.
I was
joking. Now, emojis are such a fun and simple way of expressing yourself, so we thought, wouldn't it be cool to bring them to your wallpaper?
No, no.
So with emoji wallpapers, you choose your favorite combination of emoji, pick the preferred pattern, and then find just the...
Where's the shark? We just went over it.
All together. So let's take a look. And I'm not going to use the laptops. I'm going to use a phone.
Feet are wet.
Emoji wallpaper.
So let's see. I'm going to go into the wallpaper picker, and I'm going to tap on the new option for emojis. And I'm feeling in a kind of, I don't know, zany mood with all you people looking at me. So I'm going to pick this guy and this guy. And let's see, who else is in here? This one looks pretty cool. Like
there's wallpaper
one.
You're never going to use.
Obviously that one. Somebody said there was a duck on stage earlier, so let's go find a duck. Hello, duck. Where's the duck? Anyone see a duck?
Yeah, you just passed it. Dude,
you passed by it.
Back by.
All right, there he is. I got some ducks. Okay, cool. And then pattern-wise, we got a bunch of different patterns you can pick. I'm going to pick mosaic.
Did he actually put the poop emoji on his wallpaper?
Yeah, he did.
Let's see. We'll get this just right. Okay, I got a bunch of ducks in there. Okay, cool. And then colors, let's see. That pops.
Oh, this is awful.
This is the keynote?
This is awful.
This is the freaking keynote?
That one looks good. I like that one.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
You get one of these a year, Google. You don't have to put it all in, though.
Pretty cool, huh?
Plus, let's make it extra long so we can put in poop emojis on your phone screen.
And the little emojis.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
I find this unusually satisfying, and
it's like he just had marijuana.
Okay, his focus can't focus.
Look what I can do!
Look at this.
And so, with the new cinematic wallpaper feature, you can create a stunning 3D image from any regular photo and then use it as your wallpaper. So let's take a look.
Oh,
so this time
Lord.
We're going to go into...
This is like a bad AT&T sales pitch.
And I really like this photo of my daughter, so let me select that. And you'll notice there's a sparkle icon
Cute
at the
kid.
Top. So if I tap that, I get a new option for cinematic wallpaper. So let me activate that and then wait for it. Boom. Okay. Now, under the hood, we're using an on-device convolutional neural network to estimate depth, and then a generative adversarial network for in-painting as the background.
The Ken Burns effect comes to your phone.
A beautiful cinematic 3D photo. So then let me set the wallpaper, and then I'm going to return home.
$1 billion worth of technology.
And check out the parallax effect as I tilt the device. It literally jumps off the screen.
Oh, Leo, this is sad. I got to admit, this is sad.
So both cinematic wallpapers and emoji wallpapers are coming first.
You Microsoft people, we're sorry. You'll be there soon.
Yeah. Windows Weekly still to come.
So let's say you don't have the perfect wallpaper photo handy, or you just want to have fun and create something new. With our new generative AI wallpapers, you choose what inspires you, and then we create
this
a
is getting
beautiful
more time
wallpaper to fit your vision. So let's take a look.
Than the ethics
so this
guy.
Time,
almost anything.
I'm going to go and select create a wallpaper with AI.
Bread and circuses,
and
baby.
I like classic arts. Let me tap that. Now, you'll notice at the bottom, we use structured prompts to make it easier to create. So, for example, I can pick, what am I going to do? City by the Bay in a post-impressionist style. Cool. And I tap create wallpaper. Nice. Now, behind the scenes, we're using Google's text-to-image diffusion models to generate completely new and original wallpapers. And I can swipe through and see all the different options that it's created. And some of these look really cool, right?
Ron Richards,
let me pick this one. I like this one.
Before the keynote began, said, wouldn't it be funny if at the end of the keynote, they said, and Bard wrote this entire keynote. How about that?
I think it did.
At the time, I thought, oh, come on. But now it's seeming more and more likely.
You can see that the system's color palette is automatically adapted to match the wallpaper I created. Generative AI wallpapers have become.
I mean, really, we've just run out of features we can have on smartphones. They do everything you want them to do. And there's no breakthrough feature.
So from a thriving ecosystem of devices to AI-powered expression, there is so much going on right now in Android.
No, there's not. No,
okay, Rick is up next to show you how this Android innovation is coming to life in the Pixel family of devices.
Ah, here we go. Let's get Rick Osterloh on stage. Get some excitement out here. There's Rick.
That was 7 minutes of wallpaper.
Yeah. Crazy.
Jeez.
Crazy.
The pace of AI innovation over the past year has been astounding. As you heard Sundar talk about earlier, new advances are transforming everything from creativity and productivity to knowledge and learning. Now let's talk about what that innovation means for Pixel, which has been leading the way in AI-driven hardware experiences for years. Now from the beginning, Pixel was conceived as an AI-first mobile computer, bringing together all the amazing breakthroughs across the company and putting them into a
Google
device.
It's not a podcast, it's a netcast.
Other phones have AI features, but Pixel is the only phone with AI at the center. And I mean that literally.
Told the team that Pixel 4 was crap just a week before launch.
To put Google's leading edge AI research to work.
So I expect more from Rick.
By combining Tensor's on-device intelligence.
I love Rick.
With Google's AI in the cloud,
he's been somewhat,
Pixel delivers truly personal AI.
Emasculated by
to your own needs
over the years. He's become more of a corporate guy.
How it can help you save
he
time
came to Google when they bought Motorola and was
this personal AI
in charge
all those
of the really excellent Moto X.
That aren't available on any other mobile device. Like Pixel Call Assist, which helps you avoid long hold times, navigate phone tree menus.
The AI run locally is important. This is
useful.
Consumer use of AI.
Yeah.
Personal AI also enables helpful Pixel speech experiences. On-device machine learning translates different languages for you, transcribes conversations in real time, and understands how you talk and type. And you're protected with Pixel Safe, a collection of features that keep you safe online and in the real world. And of course, there's Pixel Camera. It understands faces, expressions, and skin tones to better depict you and the people you care about, so your photos will always look amazing. We're also constantly working to make Pixel Camera more inclusive.
This keynote actually demonstrates that lack of leadership we're talking about.
With features like real-time.
Each division kind of got to do its own thing, and there was nobody to say, no, we're not going to do that. Focus, folks.
Pixel experiences continue to be completely unique in mobile computing. And that's because Pixel's the only phone engineered end-to-end by Google. And the only phone that combines Google Tensor,
that used to be a good
Android,
thing.
And AI.
I don't know
still
if it's
is.
A selling
still,
point.
It's still the
is
best
it?
Android phone. Yeah. I mean, I have, not that I use them all. You do, but.
With this combination
Pixel's
of hardware
phone.
And software, Pixel lets you experience
no?
all
yeah,
those
fine.
Incredible new AI-powered features you
I mean, Samsung
today.
Outsells them, but 100-to-1.
For example, the new Magic Editor in Google Photos that Sundar showed you. It'll be available for early access to select Pixel phones later this year.
Later this
opening
year?
Opening up a whole new avenue of creativity with your photos. And Dave just showed you how Android's adding depth to how you can express yourself with generative AI wallpapers.
You remember that,
no.
don't you? Do you?
No.
Search, do you remember that?
Workspace.
I'm old enough to remember.
New features powered by large
the
language
7 minutes
models
I lost.
Imagination.
make to Android wallpaper.
More manageable.
It moves.
And help you find better answers to everyday questions all from your Pixel device. We have so many more exciting developments in the space, and we can't wait to show you more in the coming months.
What?
Now, it's probably no surprise that as AI keeps getting more and more helpful, our Pixel portfolio keeps growing
there
in popularity.
There you go. Here we go.
There we go.
Last year's Pixel devices are our most popular generation yet, with both users and respected reviewers.
We sold twice as many.
40 of them.
Yeah.
Our Pixel phones won multiple Phone of the Year awards.
There's a quote from Ron Richards coming up here. There's Marcus Brownlee.
In the premium smartphone category, Google is the fastest growing OEM in our markets.
Worst keynote presentation
popular products goes to the Pixel A series, which delivers incredible. Thank you. I'm glad you like it. It delivers incredible Pixel performance in a very affordable device. And to continue the I.O. tradition, let me show you the newest member of our A series.
7A, which, you know,
today,
everybody knows is coming.
We're completely upgrading everything you love about our A series with the gorgeous new Pixel 7A. Like all Pixel 7 series devices, Pixel 7a is powered by our flagship Google Tensor G2 chip, and it's paired with 8 gigabytes of RAM, which ensures Pixel 7a delivers best-in-class performance and intelligence. And you're going to love the camera. The 7a takes the crown from 6a as the highest-rated camera in its class, with the biggest upgrade ever to our A-series camera hardware, including a 72% bigger main camera sensor.
Jason says in the Discord that the gap between the main, the standard of the A series continues to lessen.
Here's the best part. Pixel 7a is available today starting at $499.
Yeah, I've often recommended these
It's an unbeatable
buyers.
Combination
it's
of pure design, Google, performance,
pure Android,
and photography.
Well-designed, high quality. Relatively inexpensive, about the half the price of the
on the
Pro
Google
version.
Store, including our exclusive coral color.
So, $599 for the 7,
show you how we're continuing
starting
to
versus $499 for the A.
Yeah, it's not that much of a difference, is there?
Factors.
Yeah, $100 less.
Here we go.
Oh, this is the folder. Yeah,
you missed it. You can see the gap.
Yeah. Like foldables and tablets.
The sandwich.
You can see them right there. It's a complete ecosystem of AI-powered devices engineered by Google. Here's Rose to show you what a larger screen Pixel can do for you.
At last.
Okay. Let's talk tablets, which have been a little bit frustrating. It's always hard to know where they fit in. And they haven't really changed in the past 10 years. A lot of times they're sitting forgotten in the drawer. And that
killed
one
the Nexus
moment
7.
You need it, it is out of battery.
Meanies.
We believe tablets and large screens in general still have a lot of potential. So we set out to build something different, making big investments across Google Apps, Android, and Pixel, to reimagine how large screens can deliver a more helpful experience.
Oh, that looks like
Pixel tablet is the
this
only
might be
tablet
the docking,
engineered
yeah
by Google
yeah
and designed specifically
big
to be helpful
it's big
in your hand.
And I love it that it docks
and in the place
and becomes a smart screen. I think
the
that's
home
really smart.
We designed the Pixel tablet.
They showed this before.
Is there a keyboard?
Helpful Pixel experiences. And that starts with
11-inch display.
A beautiful, yeah,
they've shown this before,
high-resolution
this docking
display,
right, idea.
The crisp audio from the four built-in.
And they've said, you know, later in 2023.
A premium aluminum enclosure with a nano ceramic coating that feels great in the
hand. We're seeing a little bit more of it than
cool
we did last
to the
time.
The world's best Android experience on a tablet powered by Google Tensor G2 for long-lasting battery life
and cutting-edge personal AI.
You know, Google created its own chips, just as Apple did. But I don't know if they're getting the Pixel camera credit
for video calling
that Apple gets for its chips.
Fantastic video calling devices. And with Pixel Tablet, you're always in frame, in focus, and looking your best. The large screen makes Pixel Tablet the best Pixel device for editing photos with AI-powered tools like Magic Eraser and Photo Unblur. Now, typing on a tablet can be so frustrating.
Maybe you're going to get your keyboard.
With Pixel Speech and Tensor G2, have the best voice recognition, making voice typing nearly 3 times faster.
I'm with him on that. I do that all the time.
And as Samir mentioned,
but not in an airport.
Huge investments to create great apps.
And you can't have family members who like to punk you talking while you're dictating. I really get a clean dictation.
Great tablet hardware or great tablet apps. But we saw an opportunity to make the tablet even more helpful in the home. So we engineered
I really like this idea of turning it into a smart
speaker
screen.
Dock.
Yeah, I think that's really smart. I could see replacing my Nest smart hubs with that.
Uh-huh. It gives the tablet a home. And now you never have to worry about it being charged. Pixel Tablet is always ready to help 24/7.
When price will be the big question.
The new hub mode turns Pixel Tablet into a beautiful digital photo frame.
I actually like this idea.
A powerful smart home controller, a voice-activated helper, and a shared entertainment
device.
It Nest
feels
hubs like a smart display, but has one huge advantage. With the ultra-fast fingerprint sensor, I can quickly unlock the device and get immediate access
to
all my favorite
Android. Yeah, unfortunately. So I guess the argument is you have to hold it somewhere.
Or
discover a new podcast on Spotify. Or find something to watch with the tablet-optimized Google TV app. Your media is going to look and sound great with room-filling sound from the charging speaker dock.
I can see this a college kid.
Pixel Tablet is also the ultimate way to control your smart home.
I think my mom would like it.
It's really well-to-do college kid.
Well, that's the question. What is this going to cost?
It looks great on Pixel Tablet, and it brings together over 80,000 supported smart home devices, including all of your Matter-enabled devices. We also...
Yeah, this might be the perfect... Apple has kind of dropped the ball on HomeKit.
We also made it really easy to access your smart home controls directly from
I think Google's got a better pitch,
with the new home panel, any family member can quickly adjust the lights, lock the doors, or see if a package was delivered. Or, if you're lazy like me, you can just use your voice. Now, we know that tablets are often shared. So a tablet for the home needs to support multiple users. Pixel Tablet makes switching between users super
easy. That's a good
thing. So you get your own apps and your own content while maintaining your privacy.
The smart, you know, the Nest smart hubs, smart devices actually run Fuchsia on Android.
So
they're really not that capable. So this would be an interesting
Pixel Tablet alternative. Is the first tablet.
Well, if they added a keyboard and other things to this, this starts to maybe replace Chrome?
Maybe.
This is not a browser based. None of the things they've showed here was browser based.
No, it's Android.
From my phone to the tablet.
So you can cast to the tablet.
And keep listening or watching all around the house.
It's too, you know, 11 inches is pretty small for a TV. Sorry.
That solves the pain.
On an airplane, great.
I guess, yeah, some people.
Has a built-in stand that provides continuous flexibility and is sturdy at all angles.
But can you use the case with the dock?
So you can confidently use your tablet anywhere, on a plane, in bed, or in the kitchen. The case easily docks, you never have to take it off to charge.
Ah, perfect.
It's just another example
That's well thought
of how we can make the tablet experience even more helpful.
That's good.
The new Pixel Tablet comes in 3 colors. It is available for pre-order today and ships next month, starting at just $499.
Well, that's better than we thought it was going to be.
It's the original iPad. I mean, do you get the dock?
And the best part, every Pixel Tablet comes bundled with the $129 charging speaker dock for free.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
Now at that point, I think that's it's a A couple hundred bucks more than the smart screen.
It is truly the best tablet in your hand and in your home. To give you an idea,
the Nest Hub Max is $229, but it's only 7 inches.
TV personality Michelle Buteau to put it to the test. Let's see how that went.
When Google asked me to spend
we're an hour 49 tablet, in.
I was a little apprehensive. If you're just tuning in for Windows Weekly, we will do the show immediately.
He's sorry. He's very sorry.
I apologize.
All Google's fault.
A charger for something. So when the Google folks said something about a tablet that docks,
I really do like that. I think that's really quite
okay,
smart.
Then Google proving.
The show today brought to you by our great friends at ACI Learning. We're not going to cut away from the keynote. I will pause the video to do the ad, and then we'll be right back. All right, we got it. We got it paused. You're not missing a thing, I promise you. Twit News brought to you today by ACI Learning. Tech was one industry where opportunities are outpacing growth, especially in cybersecurity. One third of information security jobs require a cybersecurity certification. And ongoing training is absolutely critical to keeping your security posture up and to avoiding redundancy in your job. Let ACI Learning help you choose the best certifications for your career and uncover the suitable funding options to help you pay for your training. Don't forget, veterans, ACI has a fantastic program for vets. Don't just land a job. Start a secure, lifelong career. ACI Learning is with you every step of the way. With binge-worthy, on-demand, virtual instructor-led training, visit go.acilearning.com/twit to learn more. And don't forget the offer code TWIT30 for 30% off a standard or premium individual IT Pro membership. ACI Learning. Visit go.acilearning.com/twit. All right, John, you can take your finger off the pause and press play as we continue with Google I.O. 2023.
This much sand, some of it got caught in my belly button, and I had a pearl 2 weeks later.
TMI, thank you.
So this they're not showing it for today. Video Six calls,
shows
are
just
they?
Popped up.
Oh, it's got a
based
camera.
My preferences.
Yeah, it should.
Hey,
it should be one of the uses.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she's doing it right now.
But that was good.
Okay, fine.
I like this. I can see replacing an Echo.
Everything nice.
You know this, the Amazon device with this.
I love this picture of me and my son, but there's a boom mic there. Look,
yeah, because it's like you get
a tablet.
It's the reverse. You get the Echo, but then you get to take the you get plus a tablet.
Right.
I'm gonna do both.
Right, you get to take it away.
Boom.
How cute. Sit in bed with it.
And so I hope not only you guys are happy with me reviewing this, but that you'll also give.
Can I keep it?
Can I keep it? 7A is now on the Google Store in its lovely coral.
You're not okay.
Color.
Because I am.
Ah, and there's the Pixel tablet. Let me just get that pre-order in. In porcelain,
are there choices on the
first review?
Oh, rose, yes, porcelain.
Now,
hazel,
tablets aren't the only large screen device we want to show you today. It's
Pixel
been
Fold
really exciting
is on the store too, Leo.
To see foldables.
$17.99
over the past few
it
years.
Is $17.99. That was the rumored
Android's
price.
Android's driven so much innovation in this new form factor, and we see tremendous potential here. We've heard from our users that the Dream Foldable should have a
The case is
form
sold
factor,
separately for the
making
tablet.
It great to use both folded and unfolded. It should also have a flagship level camera system that truly takes advantage of the unique design. And an app experience that's fluid and seamless across both screens. Creating a foldable like that, it really means pushing the envelope with state-of-the-art technology. And that means an ultra-premium $17.99 device. Now, to get there, we've been working closely with our Android colleagues to create a new standard for foldable technology.
I've used both the Samsung Galaxy Fold,
Pixel Fold
and the Flip. And I'm not crazy about the foldable screens, but they work. They do the job. I think this will be an interesting product. Some people do seem
it
to like that. It's a lot
Tensor
of money.
G2,
but
Android innovation.
But so is the Fold, the Galaxy Fold.
For an incredible
it's just too
phone
big for my pocket.
Yeah.
That unfolds.
That's the problem.
Into an incredible compact tablet.
And this, like the Galaxy Fold,
it's the only foldable
thick.
Engineered by Google to adapt to how you want to use it, with a familiar front display
that works great
somewhat
when it's folded.
Small.
And when it's unfolded,
5.8 inch.
It's our thinnest phone yet.
It is pretty amazing. You basically have three screens.
Yeah. Yeah. 7.6 inch when unfolded, 5.8 when
we had to pack a flagship level phone into nearly half the thickness, which meant completely redesigning components like the telephoto lens and the battery and a lot more.
They do claim it to be thinner,
so it can fold up
than the Galaxy Fold.
Fit in your pocket and retain that familiar smartphone silhouette when it's in your hand. But Pixel Fold has three times the screen space of a normal phone. You unfold it, and you're treated to an expansive 7.6-inch display that opens flat with a custom 180-degree fluid friction hinge. So you're getting the best of both worlds. It's a powerful smartphone when it's convenient and an immersive tablet when you need one.
I'm not sure how big this market is.
And like every phone we make, Pixel Fold is built to last. We've extensively tested the hinge to be the most durable of any foldable. Corning Gorilla Glass Victus protects it from exterior scratches, while the IPX8 water-resistant design safeguards...
Gamers and people who like to watch a lot of entertainment when they're not sitting at home.
Pixel device, Pixel Fold.
That's a lot of people.
Entirely
a lot of people in the subway are watching shows.
Do you see people with Folds here and there?
Folds, no.
You put the camera in tabletop mode to capture the stars. And you can get closer with the best zoom on a foldable. And use the best camera on the phone for your selfies.
I mean, Samsung's continuing to make them, so they must sell enough of them to justify it.
And personal AI with Tensor
I imagine YouTube, Google's getting the screen
the
from Samsung.
Foldable camera system.
Oh.
Well, yeah, they're all...
Now, there's so many experiences that feel even more natural with the Pixel Fold. One is the dual screen interpreter mode. Your Pixel Fold can use both displays.
It says from $17.99, but there's only one option, $256.
To provide a live translation to you and the person you're talking to. So it's really easy to connect across languages.
But three people will use that.
Actually, that's really cool.
Empowering all of this is Google Tensor G2.
I was too shy to use that in as we traveled. But I love the idea, right?
Yeah.
Including safety, speech, and call assist. Plus, it's got great performance for on-the-go multitasking and entertainment. And the entire foldable experience is built on Android. So let's get Dave back out here to show you the latest improvements to Android. You'll get to experience.
You're going to love the wallpaper. Oh, wait a minute.
No.
Oh,
Windows Weekly is never happening.
No,
it's now
more wallpaper.
Just joking.
Thanks, Rick. From new form factors and customizability to biometrics and computational photography, Android has always been at the forefront of mobile industry breakthroughs.
By the way, this guy,
and recently we've been working
you might have noticed his accent a lot. He's Irish, but he's obviously worked hard to get rid of it. So he just sounds like we can't figure out what the hell accent he's got.
Demos on the new Pixel Fold. All right, let's do it. It starts the second I unfold the device with this stunning wallpaper animation.
Oh, no, and wallpaper again!
The sensor is actually driving
see the crease?
Animation.
I mean, a lot of people would say it doesn't bother them.
The
I'm not crazy
so
about
dynamic
it.
And alive. Yeah, I just love that. All right, so let's go back to the folded state.
But at least it's proven to be fairly durable. Which is a concern. The first fold had a terrible hinge problem.
I just opened my phone, and the video instantly expands into this gorgeous full-screen view.
Dust and stuff was getting in there.
Yeah.
We call this feature continuity, and we've obsessed over every
aspect ratio
is
a little bit of an issue.
From the small screen to the larger screen. Now, all work and no play makes Davey a dull boy. So I'm going to message my buddy about getting back out on the mountain. I can just swipe to bring up the new Android taskbar.
Yeah,
it just and drag Google Messages.
I wish
to
you just kept the accent, to be honest.
I love the Irish accent.
Yeah,
love it.
To inspire
just keep
my buddy,
it.
I'm going to send them a
because
photo
now you just sound like you're Eurotrash. You don't. It doesn't.
My message,
it doesn't work.
And thanks to the new Jetpack drag and drop library, this is now supported in a wide variety of apps.
The way they say now is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I just listened to an audiobook with an Irish reader.
I love the Irish accent.
Take advantage of the larger screen. So, for example, here's the new split keyboard.
And once you know that he's Irish, you can kind of tell.
That makes sense, yeah.
From the top, you'll notice the new two-panel shade showing both my notifications and my quick settings at the same time. Now, Pixel Fold is great for productivity on the go. And if I swipe up into Overview, you'll notice that we now keep the multitasking windows paired. And for example, I was working on a Google Docs and Slides earlier to prep for this keynote. And I think I've followed most of these tips so far, but I'm not quite done yet.
Talk 50% slower, it says.
Anyway, I can even adjust
play the up the accent. They'll love that.
Well, yeah. That I'm viewing. And, you know, working this way, it's like having a dual monitor set up in the palm of my hand, allowing me to do two things at once. Which reminds me, I should probably send Rick a quick note. So I'll open Gmail. And I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to use the new Help Me Write feature.
No, you're
so let's try this
now
out.
Now 1 hour 59.
Yeah, really don't have a lot of time.
Sure, yeah, let's see if it works. Okay, Rick.
They have a, you know, the developer keynote's at 12:30.
Congrats.
They're going to have to really
Pixel Fold,
move along here.
Launch.
People want lunch.
Amazing with Android. Okay. And then I probably should say Dave, not Andrew, Android. Hard to type, but all you people looking at me. All right. Now, by the power of large language models, allow me to elaborate.
The power of large language
Dear
models.
Rick, congratulations on the successful launch of Pixel Fold. I'm really impressed with the device and how well it integrates Android. The foldable screen is a game changer, and I can't wait to see
what you do
with
it. Wow. Of course, it kind of takes some of the shine off it when you know it's all BS all right. generated by an AI.
Yeah, exactly. It's a BSification of all communications.
It's an awesome entertainment device, and YouTube is just a really great showcase for this. So let's start watching this video on the big screen. Now, look what happens when I fold a device at right angles. YouTube enters what we call tabletop mode, so that the video plays on the top.
That I like.
Samsung
and then we're working
too.
On adding playback controls to the bottom half for an awesome single-handed lean-back experience.
Twig's going to end about 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight.
Yeah, everything's pushed back now an hour.
Oh, man.
Okay.
We'll do.
I guess I have time to go to Starbucks.
Yeah, you do. You got time for Cacio e Pepe before the show.
I hope we don't have a full Scotch lesson today.
Now, yeah, we'll shorten the Scotch.
She's the real star of the show.
That's cool.
No offense to Scotch drinkers.
So Pixel Fold has this new button on the bottom right. So I'm going to tap this, and it means I can move the viewfinder to the outside screen. So let me turn the device around.
That's nice.
So why is this interesting? Well, it means that the viewfinder is now beside the rear camera system. And that means I can get a high-quality, ultra-wide, amazing selfie with the best camera on the device. Speaking of which, and you knew where this was going, smile, everybody. You look awesome. I always wanted to do that at Google I.O. keynote. All right. All right, so what you're seeing here is the culmination of several years of work, in fact, on large screens spanning the Android OS and the most popular apps on the Play Store. All this work comes alive on the amazing new Pixel tablet and Pixel Fold. Check out this video. Thank you.
Well done.
Interesting.
They ain't never seen it like this.
You're watching the Google I.O. keynote 2023. As soon as they're over, which I think will be soon, we will go to Windows Weekly. Jeff Jarvis, Leo Laporte, and of course our great sponsor, ACI Learning.
What's your twit lunch today?
Today we are going to the local, it's called. And since it's called the local, they have local sandwich names, and I got the Petaluma.
So food's there for
you. Yeah, the Petaluma looked good. They also have various parks. The Helen Putnam. But no table stakes. I wish they had table stakes.
That demo is awesome.
That should be a good name for
Pixel
a sandwich.
Across Pixel and Android, we're making huge strides with large screen devices. And we can't wait.
The market will let you know.
Pixel Fold into your hands.
And you're not going to have to wait too long. You can pre-order Pixel Fold starting today, and it'll ship next month.
That's a lot of money.
Well, they I did order one.
No. I ordered a tablet, though. I'll bring that in for show and tell.
And you'll
Unless more of you join the club so that Leo can order.
No, that's not where your club money goes.
With Pixel Watch. So when you pre-order a Pixel Fold, you'll also get,
a watch?
Pixel Watch on us.
Yeah, we have a few in the warehouse we couldn't quite move.
The Pixel family continues to grow into the most dynamic mobile hardware portfolio in the market today. From a broad selection of smartphones to watches, earbuds, and now tablets and foldables, there are more ways than ever to experience the helpfulness Pixel's known for. Wherever and whenever you need it.
Is that what it's known for?
Now let me pass it back to Sundar.
I had no idea.
Thanks, everyone.
The tablet pairs with the phone and the earbuds, so that's kind of interesting. I'm not sure what that upshot of that is, but...
Thanks, Rick. I'm really enjoying the new tablet and the first Pixel foldable phone, and I'm proud of the progress Android is driving across the ecosystem.
Now that was written by Bard.
I've been reflecting on the big technology shifts that we've all been a part of. The shift with AI is as big as they come, and that's why it's so important that we make AI helpful for everyone. We are approaching it boldly with a sense of excitement, because as we look ahead,
is this the longest keynote
deep
ever?
Understanding of information combined with the capabilities of generative AI.
The keynotes usually are a couple hours.
Transform
they
search
are? Okay.
And all of our products yet again. And we are doing this responsibly in a way that underscores the deep commitment we feel to get it right. No one company can do this alone. Our developer community will be key to unlocking the enormous opportunities ahead. We look forward to working together and building together. So on behalf of all of us at Google, thank you and enjoy the rest of I.O.
And there you go, Sundar Pichai, CEO of Alphabet and Google. Saying farewell was not, by the way, Alphabet I.O. It was Google I.O., which is interesting. I guess it's more for historic reasons than anything else. Usually they do talk about other Alphabet properties. Not so much here. Mostly AI. First hour and 20 minutes devoted to AI.
The next 40 minutes was all wallpaper.
And then wallpaper. And then finally... what is normally the meat of any keynote, new products, and of course a Google Fold and a Google tablet, both of which we'd known about for some time. So what's your general feeling about it, Jeff?
I want to be more excited. The thing that got me most was the 4 minutes devoted to responsible AI and responsible computing.
I agree. Yeah.
Adding in... more watermarking to know the source of things. We've been disinformation researchers have been begging Google to say, you know, when a photo first appears, tell us so we know that it's new or we know where it came from. That kind of provenance is critical. So all that I think was what could be a Google hallmark, but they didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Microsoft and and OpenAI are rushing forward with ChatGPT. I think irresponsibly. I think it's gonna be accused of coming up with non-factual things constantly. It's gonna be accused of being used to manufacture stuff, and we won't know where it came from because it's not watermarked, at least as of now. We won't know how it was made because OpenAI is just beginning on that. Google had the chance to emphasize this responsibility throughout, and they didn't because I think they're scared of not seeming to have a strategy and rushing in. As usual, they want to say, love us for all we've done over the years. And I do. I love La Vida Google. I love my Google products. They're really good. But there wasn't, I think you were right, Leo, that there wasn't except AI and everything, which has been their strategy for 7 years. There wasn't really an overarching strategy here, which is disappointing. What'd you think?
I mean, it was a somewhat lackluster event. A lot of what they showed was just, parity with the iPhone and existing platforms.
Parity, not parody.
Not parody, parity, equality. They did the usual begging on RCS. I agree with you. I think the highlight was the conversation about ethics in AI. And they have, a very prestigious guy as a senior vice president reporting directly to Sundar Pichai, representing in a way the conscience of Google. The problem Google has is this conscience has held it back. Maybe appropriately.
Except that's a strength.
Maybe appropriately from your point of view, if they hadn't fired Tibbet Gubra and company,
if they'd gone with the strength of it and said, we are the ones who are going to do this responsibly, you can trust us to do that, that would have really worked. But it's even after having fired Tibbet Gubra, that becomes hard to argue no matter what they do.
Yeah. I think we'll talk more about this on Twig. As usual with a keynote, it takes a while to digest it. There were a lot of names for a lot of different AI products. It just didn't feel like a cohesive whole. It didn't feel like there was leadership from the top saying, this is who we are. This is what we do. There was a lot of, just like before, we're going to do this some more. I think the highlight really was James Manica, who is the man in charge of their conscience. And I think it's important that Google continue down that path, because I have a feeling we will, in the next year or so, start to feel kind of hungover from the AI high. And that's when Google can maybe step in with a more judicious approach and say, you know, show there. I mean, they showed quite a few reasonable, useful uses of AI that are not so exaggerated. Now, they also showed Google search with AI, which they called SGE for some reason. And that
whatever that stands for.
I
actually think that'll wear better as it ferments in our heads, Leo, because it was less of saying, here's a paragraph with everything you want.
Yeah.
It was more iterative. Well, now that you've done this, we know the context. And so now your follow up question is this.
Yeah.
And now you want examples. And here they are. A, B, if it really does show the source of what it says, that's way ahead of OpenAI. I mean, OpenAI just today announced that they are developing another model to try to understand how the model they already have operates.
Yeah, that's a bad sign, if you ask me.
It really is. It really is.
That's a little nerve-wracking. You can try the experiments, including the search with AI, SGE. And one of the things I think you and I both thought was pretty interesting, Project Tailwind, which would be useful for authors and journalists taking existing works and summarizing and creating a notebook around those. A lot of us will be seeing it in Gmail soon, of course, as they enhance their Gmail auto replies. You know, they've got some good stuff. They have new hardware. I don't know if the market's really dying for a $1,700 folding phone. We'll see. Especially since one already exists.
You liked the tablet and bought one immediately.
I bought the tablet because I think that's a good form factor.
What color?
I got the black front. I think it was called Hazel in the back. It was kind of a mild green. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I'll bring it in when it comes in June. Pre-ordering it now for all of the new Google products available at the store. store.google.com. Jeff Jarvis, thank you so much. I'll give you a little time to have some Starbucks, and we'll see you for this week in Google, probably around 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. your time. Okay?
Stacy, we're going to have a grumpy, hungry Stacy.
We'll do it fast. Get the waffles, and get ready. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks to
all of you for joining us for this coverage of Google I.O. for 2023. I'm Leo Laporte. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
If you love all things Android, well, I've got a show for you to check out. It's called All About Android, and I'll give you three guesses what we talk about. We talk about Android, the latest news, hardware, apps. We answer feedback. It's me, Jason Howell, Ron Richards, Wintuit Dao, and a whole cast of awesome characters talking about the operating system that we love. You can find All About Android at twit.tv/AAA.